This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, well, Ahab the Arab. Remember that song, Shane Ahab the Arab, King of the Vernon Sands? Yeah, well, I guarantee if you played that song today on a radio program, you'd be run out on a rail for being a bigot and being a racist and for being, you know, a knuckle-dragging, short-minded. Well, you might be anyway. You know, I mean, look at you. I got a mirror here. Look at yourself.
You know, I've had racist epithets thrown at me. I've never been bothered by them.
No, probably not. Anyhow, the reason I bring up Ahab the Arab, not to offend anyone, is because it's one of the top most offensive Halloween costumes for 2015. And in fact, Shane, don't you have a thing there from some college campuses that if you think that, if you, and who would do this, by the way? What college kid is going to call the hotline, hey, if I dress up like fill in the blank, am I going to offend someone? But they really have, I think it was Wesleyan University has like six people on staff.
That you, they list a phone number. These are posters they're putting around the campus. Halloween checklist. Is your costume offensive?
Check, well, I hope so.
And your friends asked, does this costume mock culture or religious symbols such as dreadlocks, headdresses, afros, bindis, etc.?
But if you're offensive to Christians, it's probably okay. If you're offensive to Republicans, like Donald Trump dressing up like Donald Trump, it's not offensive. It's funny. And it is funny.
Yes, Trump's hair is funny. I don't care what.
And apparently, you know, I've got the list of that I found on Huffington Post. Dressing up like an Israeli soldier, by the way, universally condemned. Do not dress up like an Israeli soldier because that's mean-spirited to anybody of Arab or Persian descent, apparently. Dressing up like Caitlyn. Which I can assure you, just for the sake of argument, I am not going to do. Just so we're clear on that, I'm not going to dress up. Now, does that make me? Now, hold on. Let me ask you something. This is a serious question. If I would absolutely refuse to dress up like Caitlyn, what's more offensive, the fact that I would or the fact that I would not?
That's right, because now you're deeming Caitlyn to be offensive because you are offended by
whatever that is.
Transgendered, yeah.
Anyhow, Call Me Caitlyn came from Halloween Costumes 2015, their website. The sexy Obama Osama costume, which is basically a mini skirt and, you know, a fake beard and so forth. That's apparently offensive. The sexy Ebola nurse costume. The sexy Ebola nurse costume making the top grouping of highly offensive costumes for 2015. But, you know, here's the point, boys and girls. Where is Sam Kinison when we need him?
He passed away.
I understand that, but good. Nobody has a sense of humor anymore. Everybody's, we're offended. Shut up and get over being offended. You know what? If you're offended, good. Because every good comedian offends just about everybody in the crowd at least once, and some people two or three times. And Halloween costumes should be a bit offensive on occasion, shouldn't they?
Well, the shock factor is where the comedy, which is Halloween costumes, present humor in most cases, especially with adults.
They're mocking something.
My dorky disco dancer outfit is mocking
poor people, apparently, because you got it from Volunteers of America.
Yeah, that's
the hell is wrong with you, insensitive bigot.
Yes, which and proud of it. But you know, people are offended by the darndest things these days.
Mm-hmm. You know, the hot Pocahontas outfit. clearly over the line for a variety of reasons. You know, you cannot be a hot Pocahontas. And trust me, I cannot be a hot Pocahontas. I can assure you, I would not make the cut.
Yeah, but I can think of some people that would... Oh, never mind.
Well, one comes to mind just right off the top of my head that I'd probably be able to pull that off pretty well.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah, you've met her. Here's the thing. What is it with people anymore that everything offends them? Everything is off limits. You can't talk about anything. And you have these safe zones at campuses. And you have hotlines, college hotlines. Is my costume too offensive? Am I offending some? What if somebody thinks their feelings are hurt? Well, I have good news. At most of these campuses, if somebody has been offended, there's a safe zone that they can run to where there are no thoughts allowed of any sort. It's just it's a blank mind area, so that no thinking will be required, which is what most of these college kids need to go to these safe zones. No thinking required. Can't be offended.
What happens when these kids go out in the real world?
Oh, you mean where where they keep score and there's competition and people say offensive things all the time and compete for dollars and they call the government. And then they have these things proclaimed hate speech. So therefore, then you can be arrested for having a thought that's divergent from theirs. See that? No. Don't give me that look. Who the hell do you think you are to have a thought that is different from the homogenized version of thoughts that you're supposed to have?
Well.
How dare you?
I do it all the time.
We'll have none of that.
Well, I don't necessarily voice it because I don't want to be arrested for being offensive in a hate speech.
Yeah,
well, but anyway, yeah.
We say that tongue-in-cheek, sort of, but is it really that far away? Is it really that far away that people will be writing you tickets or calling the local constable and say, well, he said this, or he dressed up like a Muslim, or he dressed up like whatever it may be, and therefore... I was offended. He was dressed up like Caitlin, and I was offended. He was dressed up like a Native American. I'm offended. He was dressed up like a nurse in a miniskirt, and I think that demeans a perfectly sound profession, and therefore I am offended. He dressed up like a policewoman. What? He dressed up like a policewoman? He did the Caitlin version with a badge and a gun, whatever, and I'm offended.
Handcuffs comes to mind.
You have real problems.
Just saying.
I understand. I talk policewoman in your mind in the gutter somewhere.
It wasn't in
and that offends me. What you just said, I find offensive.
Accessorizing
my... I'm offended by that kind of a comment. I mean, in fact, I think we should go one step further. I think that Halloween promotes generalized hate speech, and I believe that Halloween should just be banned in totality. It should just be outlawed because of the offensive things that happen on Halloween.
In addition, what's the most poisonous thing to your system? Sugar. What do? We give these kids
absolutely. So we're giving sugar, and there is no doubt in my mind that because of the capitalism involved, Halloween is the number two holiday now, only to Christmas and money spent, if you didn't know that. Halloween is number two now and money spent. And so therefore, clearly all of these costumes made in places like China and Honduras and Mexico are contributing to global warming. And so therefore, you dressing up to offend people as Caitlin is worse yet, my friends, because you're destroying the planet at the same time. This all contributes to child welfare violations as child labor in China and global warming and offending people. So how dare you do any of these things? It's time to outlaw Halloween altogether.
Well, do zombies offend people and do they really pollute like live human beings?
Well, if we had cap and trade on zombies, it might be worth something. Friday, your thoughts after this.